I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Monday, June 29th, 2026. Six fire departments responded this morning to a rural shed fire in Carroll County. According to Lauderdale Fire Chief Terry Daniel, his department was dispatched to 24721 140th Street at approximately 4:55 a.m. after a caller reported a fire at Onken Ag Services about 2 miles northwest of Lauderdale. Daniel says when he arrived on scene, the shed was fully engulfed and they requested assistance from five other departments, including Breda, Carroll, Glidden, Lake City, and Auburn, to assist in knocking the flames down. It's unclear at this time how the blaze began, but officials note that bales contained in the structure facilitated the fire's rapid expansion. The building was functionally destroyed by the fire, including any equipment contained within. A water truck parked nearby also sustained significant damage. Crews cleared the scene around 9 a.m. Monday morning and will return periodically throughout the day to check for hot spots and smoldering debris. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Carroll County Emergency Medical Services, and Carroll County Emergency Management also assisted at that scene. A boil advisory is active for water customers in Manning following an issue at the community's water plant that temporarily affected water pressure. According to city officials, the issue was repaired Sunday evening, but residents remain under a precautionary boil advisory while water quality testing is completed. The issue caused a temporary loss of pressure in the system on Sunday, potentially leading to bacterial infiltration. While the system has been repressurized, residents are asked to conserve water for the next 24 hours or so as storage levels return to normal. Until further notice, officials recommend boiling tap water for at least 1 minute prior to consumption, which includes water used for drinking, cooking, making ice, brushing teeth, or preparing food. Bottled water may also be used as an alternative. Water does remain safe for bathing and other similar household uses. Residents may notice cloudy or discolored water or air in their household plumbing. If that does occur, the city's utility recommends running water from a faucet nearest the main until it clears. The boil advisory will remain in effect until testing confirms the water is safe, which generally takes around 48 hours from the time of issuance, so we're looking at probably Tuesday evening. Iowans can expect stifling temperatures and the possibility of severe weather all this week. As of this morning, an extreme heat warning is in effect for the entire state, excluding the far northwestern portion of Iowa, through at least tomorrow. Heat indices, which include relative humidity in their calculation, show feels-like temperatures reaching as high as 107 degrees Fahrenheit through Monday evening. There's little relief as the week progresses, with forecasted heat indices reaching 100 degrees on Tuesday, 99 degrees on Wednesday, 100 degrees on Thursday, and the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday. There's also at least a 20% chance of thunderstorms through Thursday, accompanying the heat wave. Staff from the National Weather Service's office in Des Moines remind Iowans to protect themselves from heat-related illness. Whenever possible, wear lightweight clothing when outside and take plenty of breaks from the heat, whether that's in the shade or in an air-conditioned structure. Be sure to drink plenty of water, even when you're not thirsty, and remember to remove children and pets from unattended vehicles. Learn more about heat-related illnesses via the link included with this story on our website. Law enforcement agencies from around the state are upping their patrols over the 4th of July holiday as part of a statewide initiative targeting impaired driving during one of the year's busiest travel periods. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau's high visibility enforcement effort will run from Thursday, July 2nd through Monday, July 6th in partnership with state, county, and local departments. The 4th of July holiday has historically been one of the deadliest travel periods in Iowa. According to available data from the Iowa Department of Transportation, the 2025 holiday travel period in Iowa saw more than 520 crashes, eight of which included a fatality. GTSB Bureau Chief Brett Jepkes says, "We want people to enjoy the holiday and to celebrate responsibly. Impaired driving endangers everyone, and our law enforcement partners will be out looking for impaired drivers and will not hesitate to stop them. If you're going to drink, plan ahead and know how you're getting home safely. Planning ahead is the number one way to avoid impaired driving. Celebrants are encouraged to designate a sober driver before the revelry or to use alternate forms of transportation. As of Friday, June 26th, Iowa has recorded 131 traffic fatalities so far this year, 12 more than 2025, but slightly below the five-year average for this point in the year. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news. It's after this on KCIM.
You check your milk to make sure it's not spoiled.
Oh!
You check the propane so you don't serve up cold burgers. You check your oil to keep your engine running smooth. And you even check your fantasy team 5 times a day.
No!
So why not check something that really matters? June is Men's Health Month. Make time to check in on you. Book your annual exam, ask questions, and stay ahead of the game. Because regular checkups, cancer screenings, and early detection and treatment equals longer, happier lives. To make your appointment at the St. Anthony Clinic, call 712-792-2222. That's 712-792-2222. With locations in Carroll, Coon Rapids, and Denison. Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Following the Supreme Court's decision in favor of Monsanto, now Bayer, in their Roundup case last week, National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer says the certainty provided by this ruling is great news for all farmers here in the U.S. But can that certainty hold up as the health debate heats up in Washington, D.C.? That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Helena Agri Enterprises. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. A new state law that takes effect on Wednesday will let cities designate temporary zones where people may buy alcohol from a bar or a restaurant and legally carry it around and drink it outside in an established social district. City ordinances must spell out the dates and operating hours for these social districts where it'll be legal to consume alcohol on public streets, sidewalks, and other public areas. Algona's City Council has set the wheels in motion to create a social district for its annual Founders Day celebration, which will be the second weekend in July. Algona's just the first of what's expected to be quite a few cities to take advantage of this new law. Speaking of new Iowa laws, there's a new one that requires Iowa school boards to have uniform guidelines in place for screening, identifying, and serving gifted students before school starts in 2027. The policy passed the Iowa House and Senate this spring with strong bipartisan support. Republican Representative Dan Gelbach of Urbandale says it's important to have consistent policies for students who perform at higher levels than their peers.
It helps make sure that talent doesn't slip through the cracks. Too often, access for gifted and talented kids depends on advocacy, and this bill flips that and makes the opportunity the default.
The law encourages schools to assess all K-12 students as prospects for talented and gifted opportunities, including those who are English language learners or participants in special education programming.
It ensures students who demonstrate advanced ability are identified early and more consistently.
The law also says schools must offer classes and other services that match the academic strengths and interests of a gifted and talented student. Gelbach says the goal is to make sure talented and gifted students, regardless of their zip code, get opportunities to excel.
This legislation brings consistency, clarity, and fairness to how we identify and support our most advanced learners. It removes those barriers, it standardizes expectations, and it ensures that no student is overlooked.
Representative Angela Ramirez, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, is among the 14 lawmakers who opposed the bill. Ramirez says the state has a responsibility to ensure talented and gifted students have access to advanced courses, but she says once the law takes effect, schools may have to hire more teachers, transport more students between buildings, or pay for more college-level classes.
Without dedicated funding to cover these anticipated expenses, I'm not confident that we can implement these changes effectively and successfully.
State officials say for the past 7 years, Iowa school districts have had an unspent budget of $23 million for talented and gifted student programs. The new law was proposed initially by the Iowa Department of Education, which found Iowa schools had a general lack of procedures for identifying tag students in early elementary grades. Last fall, Iowa schools reported over 41,000 students who were classified as gifted and talented. A new classroom facility is opening up in Marshall County that will be used to train more people to conserve water and soil. It's on the demonstration farm that's owned by the Iowa chapter of the Land Improvement Contractors of America. The group includes those who build wetlands, terraces, and other structures to reduce erosion and nutrient pollution. The contractors are hoping the new space will make it easier for professionals, lawmakers, and students to learn about soil and water conservation on that 80-acre property. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news right here on KCIM. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and X, on the web at carolbroadcasting.com, or through the Carol Broadcasting mobile app, available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.